What is up, you guys? We are back for another episode of Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got the scribe and the homeless issue in LA, so make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to an all-new episode of Kardashians Weekly. We are back. We are a full panel once again.
Yay.
Last week it was just the guys.
This did you guys miss us?
We did.
Aww.
I mean, we had a lot of fun, but I'm kidding. We missed you guys, and we're so happy you're back. And where can everyone find you on social media?
Hey, guys. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or Twitter at @ShantiChristina.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at @Ginoisie.
You can find me on Twitter at @HowardTheThird. And, of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And today we actually have the live chat up. So if you guys are watching live right now, make sure to recap with us. So let us know your thoughts, what you want to see more of, and just all around general statements and
just say hi.
Suggestions.
Say hi.
We'll shout out to you.
We'll
on
shout
the,
you
on the
out.
Air.
That's right. But let's get right into it. As always, we're going to be starting with tea time because we love spilling the tea on our favorite Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I wanted to talk about was a source close to US Weekly magazine said that Steph Shep is no longer working for Kim Kardashian, but that there's no bad blood. They are still going to be friends, but they have decided to make the split from their personal relationship. What do you guys think of this?
That's crazy because she's such a long time like friend. She's been with Kim for like 3 years or a little bit over. Mm-hmm. And then they have this long time relationship. So I think it's sad, but we saw last week's episode how Steph was like, I want to grow. I want to move on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, she did promote you to COO of her brand. So maybe you're growing, but I guess it wasn't enough. I don't know.
I would never want to quit from that job. That'd be the best job ever for me.
Yeah, but you'd... Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you'd probably be living in the shadow a lot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It would be hard to grow.
That's true.
And she probably wants to do her own thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter how successful you become working for other people, everybody wants to work for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
such
true.
A good point.
That's true. And the source also says that she still went to Kim's birthday and Kendall's birthday, so it seems like everything's fine. Of course, we all know that Courtney is super close to her. So I like that they can hopefully keep this relationship intact because they did spend a lot of time together, and it would be unfortunate if they went separate ways with bad blood. So I'm happy that they're at least friends.
So is Steph still part of her business ventures? Like, I think that she had a big hand in Kimoji.
Yeah.
Like, huge part of it. So is she still going to do that?
I'm sure she's still getting royalties, but she's not going to be working with her professionally
really?
At all, it sounds like, anymore. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's totally made, like, a split.
I wonder what she's going to do instead.
I don't know.
I wonder if she'll come back, if things don't work out. I don't know. I hope the best for her. I hope she finds exactly what she wants, because I know, you know, you want to live for yourself, like Ginwa said.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of crazy, but...
What were you going to say, Howard?
I was just going to say, like, I mean, you see, like, all these brands now.
Right? Yeah.
I think she should stay for at least maybe, give it a year and some change.
I think that she shouldn't be the personal assistant anymore, but she should still do the, you know,
I'm interested to see what else
stuff.
She wants to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like when you're that, when you're so highly put up there with, like, elite people and you have a huge part in helping them with their business ventures, you're making tons of money, that's so successful to a lot of us because we're like, oh my gosh, we can only dream of that.
Mm-hmm.
But in her mind, I wonder what her dreams are and what she wants to do going forward because, I don't know, it just seems different. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope. I wish her the best.
I wonder now that she's not with Kim if she can come in for an interview.
I was just
Steph, come on in, girl. Let's talk. What are you doing?
Let's promote you and your future business ventures,
exactly.
Whatever they mean.
Right? I just want to talk.
Yeah.
What's going on? Come on in, Steph.
Yeah. So she'll be here next week. the next thing I wanted to talk about, this is really amazing, but Kim's fragrances grossed over $10 million in one day.
Yeah. That is crazy.
And people hadn't even smelled it, right?
Yeah.
Purchased it, but they didn't even know what it smelled like.
Because there's no way. They're only selling it on the kkwfragrance.com.
And what does it retail for? Do you guys know?
Ooh, that's something
it's
I don't
know. It's $35, because I was thinking about low-key getting it for myself.
Okay.
It's $35 for the small one.
That's not bad at all.
And then it's $60 for the bigger one that's being shown. So they have, so the tiny one is $35 and then the big one is $60.
Howard,
that's
if you get it, you should bring
decent.
It in.
I was low-key thinking about it, and then plus shipping and handling, but I don't remember how much that is. But
I have her other scent, and I love it.
Really?
I feel like... And she like, a lot of the scents that she does is gardenia. Mm. And gardenia is my favorite smell as well. So I bet it would smell real nice.
I believe it.
I like how she said, though, she's so excited that this is, like, her venture. And it's like she's not signed as a business deal to, like, just put her name on it. Mm-hmm. This is something that mm-hmm. she created. She said that she actually got the inspiration for the bottle from the Paris robbery because... After that, she really got into, when she took her hiatus mm-hmm. and everything, mm-hmm. she was really into healing crystals and stuff like that. It really comforted her, and she really got into that. So she said that that is the inspiration behind the bottle because she wanted something very beautiful, elegant, but with meaning, mm-hmm. and it really brought a lot of peace to her life, is what she said. Mm. So it's neat that the bottle itself also has a lot to do with the fragrance, and it's like crystal. And it actually comes with a little bag of like 4 or 5 crystals in like a nice little velvety bag that are healing crystals. Wow. So nice. It seems very cool. And I'm excited. And if one of you guys get it, you got to like do a review for it for our show. That'd be really, really cool.
I love the vibe. Like I love the whole marketing vibe of the crystals. I think it's really cool and unique. Like mm-hmm. the whole bottle looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to Steven. He commented saying that you guys are awesome. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you so much.
And then he's also asking, what did everyone think of how Kim acted this episode? So I guess we'll get to that once we go ahead and talk about the episode later on.
I guess we can preface that with, I was into it. I thought it was great that she did what she did. But a lot of people are skeptical on whether or not she meant it or not. And that's all we'll say for now. But stay tuned, Steven, for what we have to say about that.
Yes.
another thing I wanted to talk about was that Chloe is actually going to be hosting for the second year in a row Thanksgiving in Cleveland. So what it made it sound like was that the whole family was going to go to Cleveland and Chloe was going to be in charge of it 110%. She said she wasn't going to buy anything pre-made, that she was going to make it all there herself. And usually she has the help of her family, but this time since... They're not going to have, mm-hmm. you know,
she's by herself.
Yeah,
basically.
She's by herself. No one else has any, like, utensils to be able to make things or whatever. So it's all on her. I don't know what I was trying to say there. But it's all on her, and she's going to have to just figure it out herself. And she said she's super nervous, but she's so excited. And I think it's going to be interesting to have, like, a bunch of pregnant people at Thanksgiving. I'm sure they're going to have to make extra food.
She seems like a good cook. They all kind of seem like good cooks, don't you think?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about Kim.
Yeah,
Kim always Snapchats herself cooking, and she does like fried chicken all this stuff.
I see Chloe as being the one that can cook, but that's about it.
And Kylie,
I think Kylie can make sweets though. Kylie.
No, she makes like the shrimp taco night.
Yeah. How much of it is them cooking, and how much of it is a chef cooking, and then them like stepping in like, get what I need.
That's so true.
They're like over there like pushing it around in the bowl.
Chloe is probably the only one who could really like throw down. But
I feel the same way.
That's true.
I've never seen a chef so much in my life on a reality show. They always have a chef in their kitchen.
They do. And I know that Chris came out with like a cookbook. I wonder if she can really cook.
Oh, yeah.
I thought somebody wrote that cookbook.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like back in the day, she probably didn't always have a chef.
No.
That's true.
No.
That's true. But I would definitely want to try Kylie's shrimp tacos because she says she makes them like almost every day. Mm. She just loves them so much. But she's done some cool stuff on her app where she's done like cooking tutorials. So
hungry once again tonight.
Yes, I'm starving.
Me at least.
I'm starving.
We're just gonna keep talking about food.
I know. So while on the Late Late Show with James Corden, Kim was there. She did the Spill Your Guts. And she ended up to avoid having to answer questions on whether or not Kylie and Chloe were pregnant. She had to drink a sardine smoothie, and she chose the sardine smoothie.
I'm no longer hungry at this point.
Of food.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that really a sardine smoothie?
That's what I mean.
Like, is it really what it is?
I don't know. I feel like the sardine smoothie, probably, but I think some of the other things, like, sometimes they have, like, whale sperm and, like, different things like that. I don't think that's sanitary.
I have the video if you guys want to see it.
Yeah, let's watch it.
Okay, give me one quick second. I'll pull it up.
This is going to be crazy because she answered a lot of funny questions, but just that one in particular, it kind of shows that they must be pregnant because otherwise, why would she drink the sardine smoothie?
Yes or no? Kim Kardashian is always one to clear up rumors about her fam, but when it comes to the pregnancy rumors surrounding her sisters, she'll do anything to keep them safe. This episode is brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best unlimited network. Someone please get this girl a Sister of the Year award, because damn. Every Kar Jenner fan knows that Kim isn't really the best secret keeper in the family. In fact, that award goes to Momager Kris Jenner. However, Kimmy surprised us all when she actually kept a huge family secret during her appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden. During a game of Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts, James tried so hard to get Kim to spill the deets on all the rumors surrounding Khloe and Kylie. And guess what, guys? She did not say a single word.
There have been lots of rumors about your sisters, Khloe and Kylie, being pregnant. Are they true, yes or no?
That's amazing. Wow. I couldn't do it.
Did you drink
all of
it?
Shout out to that guy, Emil. He actually is a fellow AfterBuzz host.
Oh, hey, Emil.
It's so funny because I actually did, like, I met him before he was on the project that I did, but that's hilarious. I recognized him. But yeah, that's crazy, though.
Cool.
What do you think? I don't feel like she would do it. She wouldn't.
I would never. I would never drink that. I'm sorry. No.
No.
Definitely not. Maybe we should do our own here.
Oh my god!
But it won't be sardines. It'll be like you have to drink, I don't know, whatever's a nasty drink.
Something really bad, like one of those healthy green smoothies.
I can do that. Anything that's like vegetable, doesn't matter, but like anything raw, like fish or meat, or raw meat, no.
Or
no.
Why don't we blend up a California roll for you?
I'll have that. I'll take that.
You actually would go for that?
Yeah, I would. I would drink a California roll. That's not bad.
I mean, I might try it. No. Another thing that I was really excited to talk about is the fact that tomorrow Kylie launches like her 6 or 7 pop-up shops that are going to be a part of Topshop. There's going to be one at the Grove that I'm really excited about, and we talked about trying to maybe go this next weekend, which would be really cool. But yeah, so she's going to be renting out a part of Topshop, and instead of having it like a whole big store of just her, just a section. So I think it's really
interesting. That's smart. Yeah. That is very smart.
I wonder how crazy it's going to be, though, because whenever I went to the pop-up shop in LA at the Topanga Mall, there was a huge line.
Really?
Huge line. There's a huge queue area and like another one. And so you had to go from one, and then they let 10 people over to the other line. And I think I was only there for maybe an hour and a half or two. Mm-hmm. But the first day, fans waited like over 24 hours. It was crazy.
It'll probably be that way for the first week or so, and then it'll calm down. So I probably would not go for another week.
We should probably reschedule.
I can't wait in the line, man.
Yeah, that's true. Because if we did go tomorrow, it would be just insane.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, my God.
No.
Do we know how long it's lasting
for? Yes, it's going to be from November 20th to December 20th.
Oh, okay. It's a month. Yeah. To get your Kylie Cosmetics if you live in L.A.
L.A., New York, Chicago, Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to have to let us know. You should go to the Vegas.
I would be for... I actually went there last week thinking that it already launched, and yeah, it turns out it didn't. But I definitely will stop by. Yes. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be as crazy as the one in L.A.
You should take some photos or film a little segment. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I will.
That'd be nice. That's should go to Kylie's, and we should go to Chloe's. Chloe's doing one on the 1st of December.
Good
in Topshop, too?
No, she's going to have her own, like, Good American. Like,
and it's going to be at the Americana on December 1st. It's like an entire storefront. Like, it's going to be a big one.
Ew.
You know, love me some Khloe.
I doubt she's... The sad thing is, though, is like the cool thing about these pop-up shops is that usually they will go and like kick it off and like show their face and, you know, smile for the cameras and meet a few fans. But since they're both pregnant, Kylie is for sure not going to be at her pop-up shops probably.
Khloe, I don't know.
I doubt it.
Did you hear about the shade in her pop-up shop in New York? Like, no. I was Googling stuff a couple weeks ago, and she had a Good American pop-up shop in New York, and they set up a bunch of, like, barricades outside so that people could, like, you know, there could be a huge line and there could be a ton of people, but basically not that many people showed up.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, like, nobody was waiting outside.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know if it was, like, the media, like, twisting it, and if probably a lot of people really were there, but that's... They were, like, basically saying that no one showed up in comparison to Kylie's pop-up shops.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, Kylie is definitely, I guess, more talked about. And at the time, especially when the original pop-up shops came out, she was at the height of her...
And it's not just that. Then. Look at the audience and the fan base for each. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fan base for Kylie are a lot younger than Khloe. Mm-hmm. The ones that really like Khloe or support Khloe are busy with their lives working and stuff.
Right.
Other ones, you know, who support Kylie are just teenagers. That they're all like, about Kylie. So, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. We've got to go, though. I'm excited for
that. Yeah, we will.
That's so cool. I'm so happy that they're coming out with these... Yeah, not tomorrow. I'm so happy that they're coming out with these stores and kind of just expanding their brand. It's exciting to see how they go forward. So I'm excited. The next thing I wanted to talk about is that Kylie is still working. She came out with her holiday collection. She's going to be coming out with two launches. This is the first one.
She swatched them, too, on Instagram story, I believe. They look so good. The pigmentation looks amazing.
That's so cool. Yeah. We got the naughty palette and the nice palette. Are any of you guys planning on getting this?
I might. I might get the naughty palette. I like the colors in it a little bit better. Even though, honestly, I'm a little skeptical about them because there's a lot of similar shades in both palettes.
Oh, really?
And when I think of naughty, I would think like more, I don't know, warm tone and something that's a little bit more dark on the dark end. And then nice palette is just a warm palette where it has a lot of like, you know, pink and purple shimmery colors. But it wasn't like that. I felt like they were both pretty warm palettes.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's pretty cool, though. She didn't say that what she was going to be launching closer to Christmas. But the second launch, she said, is going to be something she has never came out with on Kylie Cosmetics before yet. So we're not sure if there's
mascara,
maybe eyelashes or something.
Yeah, other than eyeshadow and lipstick.
Yeah, because she said something on her Snapchat. She's like, the second launch, you can't tell it, but I'm wearing them right now. So she said them. So I'm thinking it's
lashes. Smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Has to be, right.
Absolutely.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I know that my friend Shayla is gonna freak out though. She like loves fake lashes. She like is all about it.
Yeah.
Are you guys wearing them right now?
No.
No.
I don't.
I have extensions.
Yeah, what? I was about to say, I thought lashes were going out because extensions were like the new thing.
Wait, yours are real?
Yeah.
Stop.
Wow.
You're
lying. Hold on, look at me.
No, I'm serious.
Mine aren't even that
you
long in my fake.
Pull them out if you want. No,
they're real. But I don't even see the extensions. How does extensions work?
That's why they're amazing. Work? They glue in each individual one onto your... A couple weeks.
They individually glue them onto your eyelid?
But you got to make sure when you take them off your makeup, you don't put any oil-based makeup so it doesn't remove the extension.
So they're high maintenance.
Have you ever like been putting on mascara and then some of them come off?
Well, yeah, they fall out with your natural lashes, so they shed throughout.
You shed like a dog? I'm kidding. That's
similar.
Really cool, though, because you could not tell at all. They're really good.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And the next thing that I was really surprised to know is that Kendall will not be walking for the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show this year.
Whoa. Why not?
And apparently it's because she is doing a multi-million-dollar deal with La Perla Lingerie. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it excludes her from promoting any other brand of lingerie. So
that makes sense.
I don't know why she... I mean, multi-million-dollar deal, I'm sure that they're probably paying more than Victoria's Secret, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised because I feel like that was like a big deal for her. Like, that's a big fashion show.
Yeah. I think that it was, like, one of her dreams, and she did it. Mm-hmm. She did it 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now that she's done it, she's moving on to the next thing. And she probably... This new contract is probably so much money.
That's true.
And you can't do both. So, mm-hmm. on to the next, right?
On to the next. I mean, I guess there's an open spot for one of you two.
I mean, I don't know about that, but thank you for the compliment, Dakota.
I just imagine myself, like, in lingerie.
Yeah, no.
So scary.
I mean, haven't you had to do that, though, for, like, the beauty pageants?
I mean, but it's kind of different than lingerie. So, I mean, yeah, you walk on stage with, like, a bikini and stuff.
Yeah.
But even with that, honestly, it was the worst part of every pageant competition I had.
That's what a lot of...
I really didn't like it. I just felt awkward. Like, everybody's just judging you walking down stage, and you got to act like you're super confident when you're really not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
No, thank you. I'll pass on that.
Was it anyone's favorite part of the show?
No.
People watching.
A lot of girls don't like it at all.
It's a little degrading.
It is.
I think.
Yeah. You know, and the look at the judge's face, like you see them analyzing your body, and it's like,
God, that's
not healthy.
Do I not look good? You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's definitely not healthy. I do feel like with Victoria's Secret, though, I feel like they cover you up more than a bikini because they end up putting these big, elaborate shoulder things on, and then the wings, and it just seems like there's a lot more.
But it looks sexier than a bikini, though.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. The lace. I love watching the show. Oh, my God.
I know, me too.
I always like to see, like, the performers.
I would like to host the Victoria's Secret
show.
There
you go.
Maybe I'll host rather than mine.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm really excited for that. And then I'm also excited for something else happening around Christmas is the Christmas Kardashian special, which is going to be so fun.
Yeah, for sure.
We have seen a trailer for that tonight. And did you not see it?
No.
Howard, you must have walked away.
I must have not been paying attention.
But it's really, it sounds hilarious. And basically, there's a lot of drama because you know how Chris always seems to copy Kim?
Yeah.
And Kim wants to have a ice skating rink at her house. Mm-hmm. And so just to make Kim mad, Chris decides to do the same thing. And everyone's in cahoots but Kim, and then Kim has to show up, and it's going to be a big ordeal. So I'm excited. I love when Chris pushes Kimmy's buttons. It's going to be good.
This is what happens when you have too much money.
I know.
Okay.
Like, one ice skating rink isn't enough. Oh. Pretty funny. But let's get into the episode recap, you guys. So this episode was funny and serious, and we didn't really know what to think of it because there was just a lot of, like, conflicting things happening.
I agree.
We were laughing, and then we were crying, and then we were laughing again, and then we were like, what do we do now? But what were your overall thoughts?
I think I was saying this earlier. I think it's interesting when they bring up serious issues, but overall, Kardashians is supposed to be a super lighthearted, entertaining show, so it's kind of odd when they flip-flop back and forth between the things. But I thought it was cool that they were able to explore this huge issue that we have, not just in LA, but everywhere. And I learned a lot, and I feel like it's good because I think a lot of young viewers need to see that.
I agree. Yeah. And I'm going to answer Steven's question as sharing my thoughts on the episode. How did I feel about Kim's reaction, or how Kim acted in this episode? I like the fact that she actually went down to talk to the people. That shows a lot of humbleness. Mm-hmm. I have fed the homeless before, and I've done a lot of community service, and it takes a lot of strength to be able to do that, and especially for Kim, being that she is a huge public figure. Mm-hmm. But did I think that it was genuine? A part of me did not really feel that it was genuine, to be honest with you, because, I mean, she just, as soon as she got done interviewing the homeless people, she was in the car on her phone, like, yeah, that's sad. Us just texting on her phone, like, it just, where's the passion, Kim? You know what I mean? Like, if I went there, I would be talking about it all the time, and I would show more passion and enthusiasm or some sort of emotion. I just felt like she was kind of numb with the whole thing. But I do think it's important that they did shed light on that issue, because as Shanti said, I did learn a lot about the percentage of homelessness, mm-hmm. and how, you know, not everybody that's homeless is on drugs sometimes. So it's a great way for them to raise awareness. I just wish I could see more of them doing things regarding that issue, not just talk about it in one episode and that's it. Like, I would like to see a continuation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the people talked about that too. They were like, you know what? We hope to see what you do with this type of thing. Like,
yes!
Making it not like it was one episode.
Isn't this the second time that they've done the homeless?
Probably.
Because I think Chloe and Courtney did it before.
And it's just so sad because they are from Los Angeles. And for her to be like, I don't want to be naive anymore about what's going on. Like, I recently relocated to LA 2 months ago, and I already knew about the situation in Skid Row, and I haven't lived here. And Kim's been here for how many years? So for her to be like, you know, I don't want to be naive anymore. Like, and it sucks because when you have so much money and you're this famous, you don't really live a regular lifestyle. So you don't realize what really goes on in the real world. So mm-hmm. it's so important that they did that. Hopefully that would raise more awareness and change would happen. But I do understand that change cannot happen with just one person. It takes an entire community. I'm preaching so hard today. I'm just going to stop right now. Sorry, I just love these topics.
No, I totally love it. What do you think, Howard?
I mean, ditto, really. Kimwa pretty much hit the nail on the head. Like, I mean, she told it all. I like when they go in and they do the hardcore stuff, as long as they do the funny stuff, just to balance it out for me.
Yeah.
But I hope they do follow up on it.
Yeah.
Of course. And I love seeing that poem at the Alexandra House.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice poem.
And it
was
just nice too.
Yeah, I think that
pampered them.
I know. That's what I love too. So it shows that she does have compassion. I think that I totally get what you mean though, because it's kind of like she just had like the serious face. Part of me wonders if she was maybe a little scared for security issues, which is sad to say, but you know, mm-hmm. that, and then not only that, but she seems like in a lot of her situations, she has this kind of serious demeanor, you know, she kind of keeps her lips pressed and she's like, you know, she's taking
it all in. Maybe because she's nervous as well.
She's nervous and she's like wanting people to take her seriously and wants people to make sure that she knows that she's genuine. But I think that sometimes Kim gets in her head and she may get lost in that. But I loved how she did do the Alexandria House and
that was
brought
nice.
The products and mm-hmm. everything.
But this, okay, this might be a little judgmental, but when she first went to visit the homeless, other homeless, the three women that she interviewed, I don't know if you guys thought the same way. But if I was visiting somebody that's homeless and I have this much money, I would definitely not walk in empty-handed, and I'd have something with me. So when I saw her visiting them and interviewing her, I was waiting. I'm like, okay, you're going to surprise them with something. Right. Like, what's next? And she didn't. And it kind of bummed me because she comes from a position of power and status and money. So I would have liked to see that.
Like, change their lives individually.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Like, that you know would have been nice.
Like, even if it was like $15,000 or something small, like, yeah. She could just have been like, I want to give you this.
Even a gift bag. Anything. Yeah.
Or a gift bag with, like, you know...
KKW. I mean,
even that, or, like, hygiene products.
Exactly. I mean, whatever the case, maybe she could promote her brand, too. But, I mean, it would have been nice. It would have been nice for her to do that.
Or perfume. They could have used perfume.
Exactly. Like, oh my gosh.
I don't know. I'm being serious, you guys.
I'm glad we're, like, thinking the same way.
Definitely. Right. I would have loved if she would have done that, too. I was thinking the exact same thing. Kind of crazy. But a little bit of stats for you is 47,000 homeless people in L.A. and only 12,000 shelter beds are available. So for people who are saying, well, why don't you just get off the street? It's not always that easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very sad. So I did like learning more myself. I learned a lot more. I didn't know those stats. And so that makes me think of it differently, too. And Kim was saying that she hopes that this helps homelessness have, like, a new face to where not everyone's just so judgmental and that they are actually compassionate and actually, you know, want to further the help that they're doing. So I hope that they really do put a lot in, and I'd like to see, like, a follow-up episode where they meet with those girls again and say, oh, we're sorry, we forgot our gift bags, here you go.
That would be nice.
But another topic I wanted to talk about, which was cracking me up, is Chris always has these crazy things that she comes up with. Her new one was that one of her friends had a scribe, and she wanted to hire one, and basically someone who follows her around everywhere and records her conversations and everyone's conversations that she encounters with. So this girl was rolling around. It was too much. The rolly chair where she was just like, I don't know. I feel like we need to find this girl and tweet her because
and have her come on the show.
Oh my god,
I bet she would.
She was funny.
I bet she would.
But she didn't even talk. Like, she just had a straight face. It must be so hard for her to keep a straight face.
She didn't say
one word. Okay, this is the thing. Coming from that, I do come from, like, a biology background. A scribe is a medical scribe. And a scribe is used in the medical industry. Yeah. Not in reality TV show, Kris Jenner. So that was way too much. Way too much.
I thought she was great, though. Because she was silent. She didn't have any lines. But the cool thing was... yes, the cool thing was, though, is she played the part so well. Because we know that this was probably kind of... created to, like, make a funny thing
I'm
for the
show. I'm pretty sure it was fake. I don't think she had a W-2 or anything.
I know, but she was, like, so professional. She was so funny. She was just, like, straight-faced. The only time she laughed was when Chloe was like, no offense, and she just kind of smiled. But then, like, that thing where she's like, all right, Chris was like, I'm not going to have a scribe, or I'm going to only bring it to meetings, and she leaves, and then the girl, she's like, scooting her chair around. I was done. I loved that girl so much.
We need a tweeter. Yeah, I don't know. I was bored. I was like, is this all that the producers came up with in this show? It was so staged, especially the part where it's like the confessionals with Chris and Courtney, and Chris was like, okay, I'm going to go now, and, like, picked up her purse and walked away, and then it showed the scribe following her. I was like, this is so staged.
It was.
It was funny.
It
was funny. I love the part how they were all sitting down at the table, and then Chris comes in with her basket, and I was like, here, you can use this for this, and you can use this. Like, so the scribe would write it down. That part had me rolling.
I know.
I wonder if she was actually typing everything that Chris was saying.
I was like, that would be crazy. She's not getting all the words. No. She's getting every other sentence.
I know. I thought it was funny, though, because obviously Chloe upset her mother by trying to embarrass her in front of the scribe. But then whenever Chris decided to bring the little box and she had, like, all the funny things, like, the yeast or something?
Yeah.
I'm like, you could have like, you know, afterwards donated that box to the homeless or something.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That is very true.
She totally could have. I think that would have been funny, because what are they going to do with it? They're probably just going to, like, throw it away, or they just use it as a prop for the show, but they should have done that. But I thought that was hilarious, and seeing Chloe's reaction, she was just kind of like, okay, whatever, I had this coming, and, like, the whole, like, diaper situation, it was hilarious.
And by the way, shout out to Chloe, her hair color, that rose gold hair color, oh my gosh, she rocked it like no other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She looked so good.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? I loved it. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes me want to dye my hair rose gold, but I would never do that. But
just a shout out, forewarning, because I did have my hair rose gold for a bit.
Oh, you did? How did it feel?
I loved it, but it washed out after, like, a week.
Yeah. Aww.
I do remember it, though. It looked good. Didn't you do it, like, when did you do this?
It was, like, probably, like, 7 months ago, like, for spring.
Yeah, okay. I kind of remember that now. I liked it. I thought it was cool.
So then when it washed out, did it go back to your normal color, or was it, like, a weird mousy color?
It was, like, bleach blonde, because they have to bleach your entire hair to do it because it's so light. So when you have a lot of money, you can continuously change your hair up.
That's so true. But I loved her hair. I thought it was great. One of the other things I wanted to talk about before moving to Kardashian Beauty Breakdown was the whole conversation between Kendall, Khloe, and Kim about Kendall's belly button and how Khloe says she's going to try to get Botox to make her belly button elongated more instead of like sideways. It's got to be. Oh, and Kim was like, well, why have I never been offered that? And like, it was just amazing.
I was like, they don't need to do anything else.
I'm like, okay, first world problems.
Wait, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
As I wrote down, where is Kylie?
She's
Where
pregnant.
Has she
She's
been? Pregnant. No, but like
this makes me really think that she is pregnant.
Yeah.
Though.
So this looks like I get to go to Nobu, right?
Wow,
I was hoping you forgot.
No way.
When was this taped though? It had to be at least
3 months ago. It's always 3 months. Usually.
Okay.
And how many? We haven't. I don't think I've even remembered Kylie at all in this season.
No. I have not seen her one time.
Yeah.
This. Whenever she got pregnant, though, it was like it all happened allegedly during the time that she was a part of doing Life of Kylie. That was like the early stages of it. So they got that out of the way pretty quick. I imagine to move on to, you know, so she could kind of be in hiding. So she pre-taped a bunch of stuff. For her show, she pre-taped some YouTube videos, you know, with her products, just so she could bank it all for later. So I think that's definitely what's happening right now. She's kind of, you know, I think she's obviously a little further along than
just be Khloe showing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's
yes.
like, are we going to see her one time?
No.
We're not going to see her until the baby is already out. I already
Neither
said
that.
The baby's going to be like 2 months, and then we're going to see her.
Well, the
At
thing
some
was,
point.
Kylie was really upset because she said that the photos of her like walking into like a grocery store or walking into a convenience store or something were photoshopped, which I thought originally too. But then I saw some photos later that looked like they weren't. You can definitely tell she's pregnant, and I think that she, in her mind, she likes the image of it, and she doesn't want anyone to see her like that. So she kind of wanted to pull like a Beyonce type of thing where it's just like, oh, Beyonce has a baby now. Like, we didn't see many photos of Beyonce pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't want that. So I think she wanted to have the baby and it just be like this magical thing.
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. I was just looking up your thing on Botox and your belly button. So it seems like, well, one, the main people that are looking for this are people that have had children and want to tighten up their stomach.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like it's not something that works and actually can make your skin less elastic, it says.
Oh, wow. That's so weird.
Thank you for looking that up for us.
Yeah.
I hope that they don't go for this then, because that could be a messy episode. But the next thing I want to get into is Kardashian Beauty Breakdown, which we are so excited. Ginwa submitted a segment, and we are excited to let you guys see.
It's a long one, heads up. In this video, I am recreating a super easy everyday look that's inspired by the gorgeous Kim Kardashian. And it's basically this look over here. Matte face. Focus is on the contour. My ring light's all over the place. There we go. The focus is on the contour and the highlight. And then I didn't use any eyeshadows, honestly. I just used whatever product I used on my face. I applied it to my eyes as well. So if you guys are interested in seeing how I achieved this look, which looks absolutely amazing on every single skin tone, and I created it in about 10 minutes, so it's pretty good for you to do in the morning when you're running late to work or whatever the case may be. Make sure to keep watching, give this video a thumbs up, and let's get right into the tutorial. All right, guys, so we're going to start with some foundation. Obviously, make sure your face is primed first, and then I'm going to go ahead and blend in that foundation with one of my favorite Morphe foundation brushes. Moving on, we're going to start the highlighting process, so highlight and concealing using Shape Tape by Tarte. I'm applying it under my eyes, right onto my forehead, and on my chin as well. And then I'm taking the Real Technique Beauty Blender. I love this beauty blender, by the way. And I'm just going to blend everything in. Next, we're going to make sure that we set everything in place by applying some Laura Mercier Translucent Powder. And then we're going to move on to the contouring. Kim Kardashian is known to be the queen of contouring, so this step is extremely crucial. We're going to go ahead and use her technique, which basically is drawing a 3 on the side of the face. So she applies it onto the side, starting with the forehead, bringing it all the way down to the jawline. And then you can't forget to also contour your nose, and then we're going to blend everything in with an e.l.f. stippling brush. Now, the key to contouring is to make sure that you're blending everything, and then at the same time, you are blending it upwards. That would give you more of a lifted look. Next, we're going to go ahead and remove all that translucent powder from under the eye. And then we're going to move right into bronzing. So I'm applying MAC Give Me Sun Bronzer all over my face, basically all over the places that I applied the cream contour, and then I'm taking it down to my neck as well. This is completely optional, but for more of a contour look, I am using the Tarte Contour Stick in Anastasia Beverly Hills palette to give it more of a gray tone. I like a gray tone when it comes to contouring, but I'm just applying it to the outer corners of the face. And then I'm going to go ahead and apply some translucent powder right under the contour to define it a little bit more. Moving on to the brows, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just filling in any bold spots that I may have, and then I'm setting everything in with the Anastasia Brow Gel. Moving on to the eyes, we are using the MAC bronzer that we applied to the face to apply it all over the crease. And then I'm also extending it outwards. And then for that shimmer on the eye, I'm using the MAC highlighter. I'm applying it to the inner corners of the eye and to the eyelids. And then I'm going to be using that all over my face in just a second. For the under eye, we're going to go ahead and smoke it out with that same MAC bronzer using a flat brush. And then to give it more of a smoky look, we're using a dark brown shade and we're smoking the lash line. So we're not applying any eyeliner, we're just smoking the lash line. Removing all the translucent powder. Now we're going to go ahead and start highlighting, basically applying this highlighter to the high points of the face. For mascara, we're applying some mascara to the top and lower lashes. Kim Kardashian sometimes does use individual lashes to her bottom lash line as well as her top lash line. But for the sake of this video, I just used some Ardell lashes and applied it to my top lash line and left my bottom lashes pretty natural. I'm going in with a pinkish lip liner, and then I am applying a Inglot matte nude lipstick all over my lips to give us that perfect nude pink lip that Kim always rocks. That's it, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, don't forget to give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you soon.
Oh, you're so cute.
I learned so much.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you guys learn? Let me quiz you.
I mean, I didn't realize what the whole setting powder does. Like, what does it do?
So basically, it prevents your concealer powder from, like, creasing. So sometimes when you apply a lot of makeup, because you have, like, lines on your face, nobody's perfect. So to prevent that, to prevent the makeup from moving around, you just apply some translucent powder.
And then you just wipe it off.
And then just wipe it off. Yeah.
Interesting.
Or you blot it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. You blot it in.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What did you learn, Howard?
Well.
Make me proud, Howard.
I learned about the contour, like how it actually works, because I've always seen like girls do it, but I never really know.
And
like,
how does it work?
Well, it brings out the cheekbones.
It does.
Howard's like, what was it?
Awesome.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did an amazing
job.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you.
I'm super excited because Shanti is
doing
down the line here is going to be doing a lip kit.
Oh, I finally got my first lip kit today.
So I'm excited.
So I'm going to be trying it this week, and I'll make a little vid, show you guys what I think. It looks like a nice fall color, so it's perfect.
Yeah, we won't tell you exactly what shade yet, but you'll have to just wait and see. Do you guys have anything else to add to this? I liked the episode. I thought it was great. I'm excited to see, hopefully, this next week. I'm not sure if we'll be here or not, but there might be some sort of Thanksgiving episode, so we'll see what happens. But what do you guys think?
I don't have anything else to say.
I liked the episode. I thought it was just so funny. I was cracking up.
Yes.
Random reasons. But, I'm excited about the Thanksgiving episode.
I know. Definitely.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys, just in case we're not here next week.
Yes. Have an amazing time. Spend it with your family. Have an amazing time with your family.
Be thankful.
Be thankful.
And grateful.
And this is unrelated, but if you want to check out my video closer to Thanksgiving, I'm coming out with top 5 things that millennials do for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a great idea, Dakota.
Thank you. It's going to be really funny. I'm incorporating a lot of fun stuff. And another thing is I went to Kim's book signing 2 years ago twice. So I have an extra signed copy of Selfish that I recently listed on eBay. So I'll put the link in the description.
Way to promote.
Check it out. It's like original. Like it's actually like a thing. Like I know that sometimes people sell things and there's like fake autographs.
Yeah.
But like I literally have my meet and greet photo where she's signing the book. So there's proof. But I can't wait for the next event. I hope we can all go and like take a photo with one of them. It's going to be fun.
That would be fun.
Definitely. But where can everyone find you guys on social media again?
You guys can find me on Instagram @Shanti_Christina.
And you guys already know where to find me on social media. So to spice things up, make sure you guys check out my beauty and empowerment blog, which is www.shadesofglam.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We will see you guys next time, and we will keep up with you later.
Bye. Bye. That passed.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.